Welcome to the Gals Guide podcast. Join us on an adventure to get to know famous and infamous women from around the world. Each of our presenters has a pick. Is she ancient history? Is she breaking news? Is she safe for work? Well, that's up to each presenter. All we know is that...
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
It's a new month at the Gals Guide podcast, and we are continuing our around the world adventures. This month, we are learning about gals from Japan. So first up, she is head librarian of Gals Guide and the president of Gals Guide. It's Bonnie Just Fillenworth, everyone. Yay! So Bonnie, introduce yourself to the good people who don't yet know you.
I'm Bonnie Catherine Just Fillenworth.
Yes!
And I am a visual artist. I do paintings of women throughout history and also president at Gals Guide.
Yes.
Librarian and yes. All the things.
All the things. Yeah, I like it. Beautiful. So next up, she is returning to the show 2 years ago, the last time she was on the show. So Cammy Leach is back, everybody. Yay!
My God, hi.
So Cammy, update the good people about yourself. It's been a while.
I mean, it has been. Not much has changed. I am still a partial nepotism beneficiary.
Yes.
My awkwardness are very much back. struggling pre-med student, but doing all right.
There you go. Struggling not grade-wise, just
mentally.
Mentally, like the frustration of med school. Yes, exactly.
MCAT's on the horizon, but yeah, grade-wise, doing great.
Yes. Beautiful. Look at that. So as for me, I am Riru. I am the executive director of the Gals Guide Library. I've been loving to say hello in the different regions that we travel to each month, but this time we actually have someone on the show who has taken years of the language.
Dare?
I know, right? This is weird. So Cammy, we won't say that you are an expert because you are still learning, but you know far more than anybody else at this table.
Totoo dake.
So how do you say hello in Japanese?
Depends on your time of day. Which one do you want?
Give us both. Give us,
It changes by the hour.
Yes, I know, exactly. What is it? Good morning? Give us good morning first.
Good morning, Ohio, or Ohio gozaimasu.
Okay, Ohio. It's like saying the great state of Ohio.
Yep.
Got it.
Good afternoon, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Which is the one that typically you know. And then evening, konbanwa.
Konbanwa.
Hi.
Ooh, look at that.
I will also say hi a lot. It essentially means yes or okay. And because we're talking about Japanese gals, I will default to saying hi. So just be warned, everyone.
I like it. I dig it. At first, I thought she was just saying hi to me all the time. And I was like, no, I acknowledge you. And then I realized, oh, wait. Okay, no, I got it. She's speaking Japanese. So I also thought it was a lot of fun starting last month's episode and a month before that we did the traditional saying to kind of like a proverb from the area. So I thought we would evoke the Japanese proverb, when you fall 7 times, you get up 8. I always love this one. And I did put the kanji and... Do you know, Cammy, how you would say that?
Well, I mean, you put the immediate romaji right next to it. Nana korobi, yaoki.
Just because I typed it doesn't mean I know how to say it. It was beautiful when you said it.
Yeah.
I love that one. So, yay! So, with that glorious proverb, the next big question is, Bonnie, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah, Who do you have for us?
I'm just thinking of someone responding to that. I mean, like, well, 7, 8, 9.
Right, exactly. This is true.
I think it works in other languages.
So. I know. I mean, it might. But not as much, yes.
I have... I wrote down how to pronounce it.
Yes.
Kamako Kimura.
Ooh.
Who was a lady born July 29th in 1887.
Ooh, the waybacks.
In Tokyo, Japan. She was the youngest of 3 sisters. And her dad was, they were so specific about it. He was the top clerk of a... firefighter equipment company.
Oh, okay. All right.
They were very oddly specific about that.
Right.
Like, Can't just be like he was an accountant.
Right. No, no, no. Like, specifically for firefighters.
Very specific. Yes. Specific about that. but there was something weird going on, and he was the victim of extortion.
Oh.
From it.
Oh no.
So he moved to Taiwan when she was 8.
Okay.
To like get a new job. I haven't heard if she ever like saw him again.
Right.
I think the idea is he was going to go there, get a job, and send back money.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't. Oh. I didn't see anything ever if he ever moved back, if she ever saw him again, if they wrote to each other.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
But she started to learn traditional dances.
Ooh.
At the age of 3.
Yeah.
Let's see. There were 2 particular types, and I know I've heard of at least one of them.
Bonus. Was one of them ballet? I don't think so.
Nihon Byo.
Okay.
And I want to say it's Kabuki, but that doesn't sound right either.
Can always show it to Cammy. Cammy is a resident expert.
Ah, Kabuki.
Oh.
Like Kabuki theater.
Oh, okay. Yes. There,
like,
you go. Yeah.
They said it was like a dance with like comedy.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, nice.
So from the age of 3, she's learning to do those things.
Cute. So kind of a performer a little bit.
Yeah.
In the early years. Yeah.
At some point she joined a touring theater.
Ooh.
And she went to a school at one point. And it sounded very equivalent to like a finishing school.
Okay. School for
kind
girls.
Kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you're learning to be a good wife.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it sounded like she's doing her theater stuff the whole time too.
Okay.
Lovely.
Nice. Maybe it was an art school, but it probably not. Okay. right. We're also talking 1800s. So yeah.
1800s yeah. In Japan.
Right.
And she ended up, reading a lot of literature while she's there, one of which was, I'm blanking on his name now, Ada Lovelace's dad.
Oh, Lord Byron.
Yes.
Yes, that guy.
we were listening to someone tell her story, and I went,
exactly.
Oh, Mr. Byron.
Lord Byron.
But yeah, Byron and Shakespeare a lot, and then another lady that I need to look up called Ellen Key. She's a Swedish feminist.
Oh, gotcha.
So she's reading a lot of Western literature.
Yeah.
While she's there.
We do also have Scandinavian gals in November, so put a pin in possibly
I made sure to write down her name. I was like, I'll look that lady up.
Nice.
Some dude, I didn't even bother to write down his name, offered to buy her as a concubine when she was 14.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Like,
okay, cool.
Made an arrangement with her family.
Cool.
She...
makes sense why you didn't write his name down now.
Some dude. They were making it sound like it was not going to be even like the first wife. It was just going to be
right. Cool.
Like, that's really any better, but
right.
But either I've heard of the night before the wedding, or on her wedding day, or just sometime before this wedding was going to be taking place.
Sure.
She essentially took what would be like her dowry, like her wedding dress and stuff.
Yeah.
And sold it to buy a train ticket.
To Ooh. Get out of town? To have like just, runaway bride?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. Nice.
But she spent a while doing theater. She was also the first telephone operator in the town that she was living in.
Ooh.
In Japan.
Oh, wow.
She partnered up with a friend, and they had like a business making soy sauce.
Yes, one of my favorite things. So please.
At some point, she falls in love with a dude who I think it was like one of her friends' nephew.
Okay, gotcha.
Which I'm not sure if the age difference. I don't know where the ages are.
Maybe he was
I don't know.
Very mature.
I don't know if she had an older friend or if it's one of those things where they're just about the same age.
Right.
It's a doctor dude who's going to school for like psychology. But he was like into all the spiritualism stuff that's going around at the same time. And she works as a clairvoyant for a while.
Nice.
Which I'm like, okay, this is like Victoria Woodhull vibes.
Yes.
Very excited.
I like it.
And she ends up having a illegitimate son with him.
Okay.
And I don't really understand what they don't seal the deal for a while.
Right. Maybe so, they couldn't because
he was divorced, so it's not okay. That he was married.
Okay. But so family permissions?
I don't know if it's just that, like, you know, oh, he's a divorced man. I don't know if that right. carried any stigma back then or not.
Probably.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm
also
like,
he's running away.
He's also, like, he's a doctor. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Like, she's an adult at this point, I think. She's 1908. She was born in 87. I don't know.
It still might be a family permission. And if the family's still mad about that whole running away thing.
I mean, if she ran away and she was still technically engaged, then it might have took a while and chaos.
I don't know. It also didn't seem like anyone was coming to collect her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right.
I don't
know. Right. Okay, so she has a kid with Dr. Man.
A son named Soji.
Aww.
And they moved to Tokyo. Like, they're living together.
Yeah.
Like, they're married.
Mm-hmm.
They have another daughter in 1911, but she ends up dying in 1912.
Aww.
But she ends up becoming the manager of two theaters.
Oh.
And starts writing for a local journal.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1912, she starts with two of her besties, the True New American Woman Association.
Ooh.
So it's like their version of like a suffragist society.
Right. Oh, nice, nice.
So they have this association. They do lecture series. They end up having a magazine, journal, newspaper.
Yeah.
Something like that. Where they kind of talked against getting married, it sounded like.
Ooh.
Or that you don't necessarily have to get married as a woman. And I think they said it was the first publication talked about birth control.
Oh, wow.
In Japan.
Sweet. Look at that. Rebel rouser.
Mm-hmm. In 1913, she had a speech called The Love and Self-Realization for Women.
Oh, that gives me lots of Victoria Woodhull vibes. I like it.
1917, she ends up visiting New York.
Cool.
Where she meets with Jeanette Rankin.
Nice.
It's our first female congresswoman. And Woodrow Wilson, you know.
Oh.
One of the presidents.
That guy. Sure.
But was he in a coma at the time, so it was really Woodrow Wilson's wife who was running the whole thing?
I'm wanting to know if his wife was there, if she got to meet him.
Probably.
Oh, and this whole time, she is like 4'8".
So she's a widow fan.
So she's like Ruth Bader Ginsburg's size.
Oh.
And it sounds like she, these things that I was reading, it sounded like she was like tiny and like very soft spoken, but her words were like piercing.
Ooh.
Like she's theater. She's very dramatic.
Right, right.
She has this big personality, but she's teeny.
And in a pocket size.
Yes.
I do love that.
And what I know her for is in 1917, she marched in the New York suffrage parade.
Oh.
She was on my list of ladies to do paintings of, and I wanted to make sure to include women of color.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no Asian ladies. And I found her. I was like,
you're
yes.
like, hold on a second. That's amazing. Yay.
But there's a famous picture of her in her traditional Japanese dress, and she's holding an American and Japanese flag.
Aww.
Lovely.
She looks so adorable.
Marching on a little parade, all 4'8" of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's pictures. It's like, there's clearly like a 12-year-old boy behind her. They're
oh,
like
goodness.
The same height.
Aww. I still dig it.
But she goes back to Japan. And in 1918, her magazine was shut down by the government.
Yeah.
And they were banned from holding meetings in public places.
Aww.
So she responded by having a play called Ignorance.
Ooh.
And I don't know exactly
good.
What is in the play.
Right.
But the government told her to shut it down. So
yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, I like
so
it.
So instead,
yeah.
She just made all the admissions free.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Not selling tickets.
Yeah.
Can't really shut down a free, like, what we all just got here at the same time.
So she ended up being arrested.
Yeah.
And at her trial, she was her own attorney.
Oh, nobody wanted to defend her, or did she?
I think she wouldn't allow anyone to defend her.
Yeah. I mean, she's a performer, she's an artiste, mm-hmm. but then she's also an educated woman. So, mm-hmm. yes.
And she used it basically as a political platform.
Oh, why not?
It sounded like she wasn't even really like trying to defend herself. Like she was like, yeah, I was there and I did it. And here's why.
Is that kind of like the Susan B. Anthony where like they wouldn't let her speak and then they just said, do you have anything to say for yourself? And then she just went off in the most beautiful way. Oh, yes. That's good.
These ladies.
Perfect.
And then shortly after that, she moved to America for, I think they said about 8 years.
Oh, hey.
And she performed at Carnegie Hall Ooh. And Broadway.
Hey.
And she moved back to Japan and she ended up publishing a few books, but I think they were on, one of them was on like meditating.
Gotcha.
And, like, it wasn't like my memoirs of how right. I kicked ass.
right. But hey, I'll take a meditation book. So sweet.
In 1945, Japan finally allows women the right to vote.
Right.
And people have credited her as being one of
the early
the reasons yeah. why. Even though, I mean, like that, she's doing stuff in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
Like it,
they
it
were
took
ready
a while.
Yet. Yes, exactly. Jeez. Yeah,
there were some things going on yeah, around that time.
A few things.
and 1980, she died at 92 years old.
Wow. Oh my gosh, she was 92. Whoa, that's
like,
amazing.
How much smaller did she get?
I know, right? exactly. How much more fierce did yes. she get?
It's just she's just like more concentrated.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing.
But over her lifetime, she performed in over 500 performances.
Holy cow. Nice.
Yeah.
See? Speaking truth to power. The theater.
Theater.
Exactly. Nice. Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of her, so that's
I just
a
I knew of her name and
person.
I knew about
yeah.
her being in the parade.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna do that. And lady, I almost did the creator of Sailor Moon. I was like, I know
well,
that lady.
Exactly. But yes. I did
Sensei.
The library now does have Sailor Moon Volume 1. Nice. I think it's right behind Cammy. Well,
Volume 1 or Sailor Venus. Okay.
We did this one. Okay. Yeah, exactly. It was easier that if there was popularity we could continue that series easier.
And it was what Half Price had.
Yes, nice. Exactly.
Nice. Yes.
Sweet.
I have all of those and
right.
most of the mm-hmm. ones that came out when I was in high school.
Exactly.
Yes.
Very proud. I like it. Sweet. Did you have any questions?
No, I am good.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, I could wrap us up. That was
sure.
lovely. So that wraps us up for this week. So join us next week as another Japanese gal is picked to share on the Gals Guide podcast. Thanks for listening. Want to learn about more women of history? Gals Guide opened a unique women's history lending library. Come visit and explore our collection. Learn more at galsguide.org. Thanks for listening.